All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Let's Have a Chat show. This is the first episode of the entire show. I'm doing it both it's a visual and now audio show. So the podcast will still come out, but now you have the digital or visual side of it. Week one's topic is suicide. And this is such a heavy topic to talk about. Hopefully nothing in this gets lost in translation. I just want to make everyone aware that this is the thing that is going on with a lot of people. To you who are suicidal, depressed, have mental health issues, or feel like there's just no one there at all, there is always someone there. There's always someone who will try and help or try and talk to you or let you talk to them so that you can get it off your chest or your shoulders or off your mind. Because no one can get through that alone. No one can. No one in the entire world can get through that on their own. Believe me, it sucks. It really sucks to see someone go through that. And I hate seeing people go through it, man. It is such a detrimental thing to see someone go through. But it is so much more detrimental to someone when you see it and you don't help them. Because I see that a lot more than I feel like I should. Because I'm not saying everyone should be involved with helping people, because not everyone has the time. I'll admit that. But there are lots of people who do nothing. They sit on their asses all day and do nothing. And to those people who sit around and do nothing all day, you could make a difference. You could make an impact. You could do something to make someone's life better. To try and help someone who is going through something. Whether it be a family issue or this or that, you can make an impact on someone and their life for the rest of their life in a single moment. And to those people who feel like they are alone, even if you have to come talk to me, come talk to me if you have to. I'll try and be there for you. And try to talk to a family member. If that doesn't work, talk to a close friend. If that doesn't work, talk to an acquaintance. If that doesn't work, then come talk to me. Because I will try and help anyone who needs it. And I don't want to make it seem like I'm acting like a good person, because that is not my intention. My intention is to just make people somewhat okay again one day. And to those people who see it, see people going through it, and you sit there and watch someone break, or you act like you didn't see it, knock it off. Clean up your act. Okay? There are people out there dying every day from suicide. And by, I think, 2020, researchers have said that there will be a suicide every 20 seconds. Or 2025, I think it is. And you know how insane that is? That in only a few years, there may be suicides happening every 20 seconds. Do you know how insane that is? That is so mind-boggling. And to see someone break and not help them is just, to me, it disgusts me when you look at someone and go, oh, they're breaking, okay, see ya. Because that's not how life is. You should be helping people. And I get it if you don't want to spend all of your time helping people. But if you have time on your hands, try and help people. Because, like I said, you can make an impact on someone's life for the rest of their life. And to the people who do help, who see it and try to help a lot of people, to that small handful of people, thank you for doing what you do. Because you are amazing. To be honest, anyone watching this or listening to this, you are amazing. You are such a beautiful person. You are loved even if you don't realize it, and you are never alone. I just want everyone who is not okay to one day be okay again. Whether it be me helping them, or a therapist, or counseling, or something, or a family member, or a friend. I just want everyone watching this to be okay again. That's all I really want. And it won't happen immediately. Believe me, I know that. You can't be okay in the snap of a finger. It doesn't work like that. It takes time to be okay again. It'll take a lot of time. You have to do it day by day by day by day. Minute by minute by minute. Second by second by second. But each moment in your life, each minuscule moment, will have an impact on how you think or how you feel or what you do in the future. And don't let someone bring you down because they feel that they're better than you or your issues or tendencies are a joke. Because to the people who do joke about suicidal tendencies, depression, or mental health issues, fuck you, you're a bitch if you joke about that kind of stuff. Especially when you know someone you love is going through it and you still joke about it. Fuck you, you're a bitch, I hope you know that. Your parents should have fucking raised you better, okay? Because I don't know where along the line you were raised to think that it's okay to make fun of that kind of stuff. Because it's not. It's not okay to make fun of that kind of stuff. Not in the slightest. And I have almost no boundaries with my jokes. That is a boundary I refuse to cross. So, I don't know where you think it's okay to look at someone and go, you're just dumb. It's all in your head. Because to the people who say and think that, I want to see you go through it. I want to see you break down every day. Actually, I don't want to see that with anyone. I don't want to see that at all. But I want you to feel what it's like to go through that. At least once. Just so you know that it's not okay to joke about it. I don't want to see anyone go through it, but I want you to know what it feels like. For someone to break every day, to not feel okay every day, to not be okay at all. Because there are so many people in this world, and a lot of them aren't okay anymore. And I just want everyone one day to be okay again. And I want you all to know that you're not alone. You always have someone, whether it be me, who is honestly pretty much a complete stranger to most of you, or a close friend, or a relative, a counselor, a therapist, just an acquaintance or a coworker or a peer at school. You will have someone who is willing to talk. Either they have to find you or you have to find them. Not everything will happen immediately. No one's ever been okay in a snap. No one has ever been okay like that. It takes a long time. And depending on how large of a scale you have with mental issues and such, it'll take longer than you may expect, but sometimes it may take less time than you expect to be okay again. So, when you see someone who is not okay, just try and help them. Maybe you don't understand, maybe they don't understand, maybe no one understands at all, but do your best to help, okay? I just want everyone listening to this to take that away from this episode, from me talking right now, that you gotta help people in this world. Alright? That's all this week. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.